the three key issues really in terms of needing affordable campus secure accommodation, and the fact that students cannot find suitable housing and it's not affordable. And the other is particularly in the rural areas, which Sligo is the issue with infrastructure and transport and getting to the college and the need for that to improve. And the other big one is with the cost of living increases, that there is a need in terms of affordability of coming to college. While there is the SUSE grant and there is plans to increase those income thresholds, there are many students who are locked out because they cannot afford to go to college. And so there's a lot we can do in terms of those three issues, and indeed everything that she did recount in her interview affects us even more, John, I would suggest, because here in the Northwest, our region is one of the, as they say in Europe, regions, there's only 18 regions worse than us in terms of our infrastructure, our education and our health. And the ATU was one of the best things that happened our Northwest region in terms of being a social and economic driver. And so now we need to actually invest to ensure that our students have access and that they can uptake the programs, because the wonderful thing about the TUs and particularly ATU is that is the accessibility for all students in and keeping our talent pool here in the Northwest, so that we can then build out on that in terms of having the graduates there for the for industry, for health, for education, and having those graduates there, so to keep our talent pool here rather than seeing our talent pool emigrating or going to college in other areas and then never returning to the Northwest. We do need to ensure that we have state-backed affordable campus accommodation, which there are plans for 900 beds there at Ardoyne, but it's just in the first stage of application. And we do need to look at further cost initiatives for students to make it more affordable for them to come to college and to improve the transport infrastructure here, particularly in Sligo and across the nine campuses of the ATU.